Type Radio.
Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is Paul van der Laan, and now we're talking.
So yeah, one of your first films that was published was Resident, was it?
Yeah, Resident was my first, my first typeface that was released by Linotype. Mm-hmm. I did that when I was a student in the what's now called the Type Media course. At that time it was called Letterontwerpen en Typografie, so type design and typography. It was a very small class. We were with four people there.
Four?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice there.
Yes. And wow. And
it's almost like private education.
Nation, yeah, that's
great. We also had only two teachers.
Mm. Well, that's so two on one.
Semi-private education.
Yeah, but it's maybe not ironic, but I spent so much time already before that drawing typefaces really, really meticulously and really, really well, very traditional typefaces, so to speak. But I always had a very much an interest into also the other side of tradition, so the contemporary side of type design, and then more also display typefaces. And during my studies, during my graphic design course, I couldn't really make a sort of hybrid, or I couldn't really mix them in a sort of way. I had this fascination. There was, of course, the whole legacy, then there was the all the stuff that was happening that, well, you, Donald, actually was designing too. All these beautiful flyers for house parties and this sorts of stuff that was, well, just beautiful. And finally, or during this year, I was at the type design course. I found some ways to finally get them together, and Resident was the first result of that, which was my first really copy and paste typeface in the computer. So I just made some very simple shapes, and just by copying pasting, a very modular way of working, I just could produce a typeface really, really quickly, which was initially also for just a business card for a friend. I designed a business card. I was designing a business card for him, and just wanted to have my own typeface also on it. And he was also, well, he was writing for a magazine about club culture. And so
what,
I
what was it called?
It was called Basic Groove.
Oh, Basic Groove. Yeah.
Later, merged into another. And then, since he was really into that stuff, I thought, well, it's this business card should reflect that too, of course. And so I made a typeface, and eventually, when it was finished, I could finish it really, I think, in a week or something. I decided to send it to a competition of Linotype. They held this, or they do, I think they still do, this international type design contest.
Mm-hmm. I think they still do, yes.
Yeah. And that was 2000. I submitted it to this competition, and subsequently it won a second prize in the display category and became my first commercial release typeface. Yeah. And it was, it was a bit funny because most people, or almost everyone, knew me more of making this sort of, really traditional typefaces more. And suddenly I had this typeface out on the market. And
so it's have you succeeded in merging the classical school, you could say, with the modern, the contemporary display? Have you succeeded in, like?
Well, I've at least I'm not. I don't know if it's a perfect mixture or. But at least I found really ways to come up with something that I really feel is where I can put my fascination of both aspects. I can put that into it, and usually or it's more a way of maybe initially when I was doing type design, I had this more of a, it's almost like a, not really a dogma, but it's the you're almost feeling ashamed that you're not a good type designer if you don't make classical or very traditional typefaces. And just also getting through that barrier was maybe a part of that, and just liberating yourself and saying, well, okay, now I just want to make shapes that I really want to make, and then I think it just comes all naturally together. It's I think that's more of it. It's and I don't know if the typefaces that I do are very modern or not. I don't really. It doesn't really interest me at all. But I just want to make typefaces for. Well, most of them are coming from specific projects first, so they require a certain atmosphere or a certain style. So that's what you then do.
So what are you working on right now?
Right now, well, there's a project I'm hoping that will continue. It's a collaboration with a designer in New York, Mark Abing. He did the FF Kivit, and I collaborated also with him on Kivit for about 1.5 years ago. Made a huge expansion of this typeface for Cyrillic and Greek, but he started or he's working for a big ad agency, or yeah, it's an ad agency in New York, and they're doing a new sort of identity for the city of New York City, and there's also a typeface proposed for that, and I think there's now a bit of a problem that the logo has an apple in it, and I heard that the initial presentations went very well up until the deputy mayor of New York, and then the lawyers came in. So now I had a phone with him about 1.5 weeks ago, and he said, "Yeah, well, the whole project is on hold because." The lawyers are want the logo to be sent to Steve Jobs first, and he has to approve before we can continue with the logo at all.
And then to the Beatles, probably.
Yeah.
But that's a really exciting project if that's going to continue.
So you'll be working in New York for that?
I think I'll just stay remote in The Hague and hopefully pay them a visit, of course. But it will be nice to go there, of course, but I usually work best in my own studio. So, and just the thought, I think, is even better that I'm in this small town in Holland near the seaside, and you're working for a client in the Big Apple, and yeah, that's kind of funny, I think, and you're just on your own and you're dealing with big, big organizations sometimes, and yeah. So.
You were also involved in this DJ tool, and I forgot what the name
VJ.
Was. VJ tool. That's
VJ
what it is. VJ
yeah.
tool.
It's called. Yeah.
Could
Resident.
You tell something about that?
Yeah. It was. There are these two guys, Bart and Edwin, who I met also through a design agency I worked for 2 years, and they're educated as programmers, or sort of. Hybrid in between programming and design. It's a sort of special course in a school in The Hague, and we became friends. At a certain point, we were all finishing my type design course at the Royal Academy. They were almost finishing their studies, and. Together with some other people, we all were looking for the studio space, and we came to the conclusion it was actually quite good maybe to share a studio. So that happened. We still share the same studio space, and they already during their studies began working on a very simple program, a very simple application initially to mix images on top of each other and let them animate and they just continued to develop that, and eventually it became a professional VJ application where you can have three layers of video and apply effects to every layer and mix them again, all in real time, of course, and so their whole progress or the whole world. They also started very small and are becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, they in the whole VJ world, there are about maybe three different applications that really are what's everyone using, and Resolume is absolutely one of them. It's of course a very small world too, but at least it also demonstrates that for just a young small company, it's possible to become big and in such a niche market almost. So they developed the application. I was involved then in what they just asked me at a certain point, that they were designing the interface for the application, and they really wanted to design it completely as something on its own. They didn't want to use any of the GUI elements of Windows. It really had to look like something completely different, so they were designing everything about it. And they asked me, we also need something for typography. Could you maybe give us a direction what typeface might be nice to use in the interface? And I said, I can give you a few pointers, but I think they will probably not really suit.
Yeah, that's a clever move, but I will design it for you.
Yeah, exactly, of course. But also, because I really enjoy doing that, of course, it's just a pixel typeface in what is it, 10, 12 pixels tall in total. And you can just, you can really make something new out of that. And subsequently, the whole bitmap typeface, which was just originally for the interface only, was expanded to just a larger family. It's really their corporate identity. There became outline versions for posters, for flyers, for T-shirts, and I haven't worked on it for a while. I think the family is now has a sufficient size at least for them to use it. Although it might be nice occasionally or. They're thinking about new applications or new sorts of stuff, and then the big question is always initially, what fonts are we going to use? And then I think, maybe this, but maybe it can be a bit more like that, and make a new one instantly, and it's all just friends. So they do stuff for me when I want to, and I do stuff for them, just collaborating.
Type Radio. Now we're talking.